Camaros live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 126. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And welcome to all of our new listeners.
Got a lot of them.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're coming from, out of the woodworks, but apparently we're ranked pretty high in iTunes now on the automotive section, right there on the front page. Number three in line, I think. And I think we're getting a lot more traffic from that. So
heading towards number one with a bullet. So let's see, if we have somebody listening for the very first time, and we wanted to condense all the usual things that we tell listeners about the podcast to interact, what do we tell them?
Well, we tell them how they can subscribe in iTunes, which obviously they're already doing since right. They know that. So if you are subscribing in iTunes, I would also like to extend to you to please go ahead and rate the show. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. If you like it,
mm-hmm.
Let us know or let them know.
Yeah. We have a cell phone number you can call. Well, it doesn't have to be a cell phone number.
Right.
But it's just a regular phone number you can call and listen to the latest podcast.
And I think this is one of the cooler features that we do that gets underutilized. Because I always picture some guy that's pretending to be on some sort of business call at his desk, but he's really listening to the podcast through his office phone because he wants to kill 10 or 20 minutes. What's that number, Chris?
Area code 650-644-1939. And, of course, that's included in every episode's show notes at the bottom of the notes there.
And other than the toll charges, there's no...
No.
It's 100% free. Just listen in.
Yeah.
We got a survey that we always run in the podcast section, right?
Yeah, we always want to know what you guys think of the show.
This is separate from the iTunes ranking.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of gives us a little bit more information, but you don't have to give any personal information.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask for anything
Let us know
that.
How we're doing.
Right.
Let us know what you like, what you don't like. And that is sticky to the top in the podcast forum.
Yes, on the message board.
So if you could go ahead and click on that and fill it out.
Mm-hmm. And finally, if you are indeed new and you want to get in touch with us, we're going to give you our full contact information shortly. But first of all, we got some hot Camaro news that we got to get to.
Oh, boy. More pictures.
The flood is finally coming in.
Yeah, the floodgates are open.
I mean, we've been doing this podcast, well, we're on episode 126, so well over 2 years, and I remember... For the first two-thirds of the 2 years that we've been doing this, we've been just dying for information. We got little morsels here and there, but now it's like almost every couple, 3 days, we get new pictures from some source.
Yep. It seems like they're coming out.
Yeah. And the car is really starting to take shape in everybody's minds.
I'm loving the interior shots.
You know, the approval rating was just down in the dumper when the first very, very blurry... Apparently they're giving Joe Cocker the camera or something like that because whoever's taking the pictures, they just don't know how to hold still for not even a second.
Even the new ones coming out, they're
I know.
Not that
And our friends at Jalopnik.
Good? Is it like somebody like running by the car with their camera like held out, arm's length?
Trying to take a picture.
That's like I'm
running full speed.
That's how I picture it.
Our friends at Jalopnik who post some of these pictures and on their site as well as on our message board where all the action is happening. They even have like a little mark now with more blur.
Yeah.
It's those guys at Jalopnik are awesome. But you know, a couple weeks ago when the first interior pictures were released, it was just terrible. Nobody liked it, even though that you and I and some of the more faithful or more optimistic knew that it was just a mule. Everybody hated it for the most part. You could pretty much say everybody that decided to voice their opinion anyway, but now more details are coming out. You start to see people coming around.
I'm drooling.
Oh,
I can't wait.
There is so much potential for just the interior of this car.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it looks cool. It's not... I mean, you could take... I'm not going to rip on the fourth-gen interior, okay? But really, the fourth-gen interior, it looked a lot like an S10 interior. I remember when it came out in 97, the latest style.
Sure, yeah.
It looked a lot like my 96 S10 interior.
Really?
It was very similar.
Huh.
And that's the first thing I thought of. But you can't look at this interior of this next Camaro and say that it looks like anything else.
No.
And while some people think that's a bad thing, I think it's a good thing because the Camaro has always kind of did its own thing for the most part. Yeah, we could ask for it to be like the new Cadillac interior. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Or we can ask it to be for it to be like the Corvette. But the fact of the matter is it's going to be unique in its own way. And I think it's got a lot of potential.
Right.
There's been a lot of people bashing
well,
the gauges down by the console.
Well... you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And for me, I like the gauges down there, and I'm going to wait for, you know, the real deal to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pass judgment on a mule that's driving around on the road.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm just not going to think that way.
And consider this. Okay, the torque gauge. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool because, yeah, as I said in a previous podcast, what good is a cool car without a couple of cool things? Chrome valve covers, for example, serves no purpose, but it's there and it makes the car good. This isn't going to make the car bad. Furthermore, if it is a test mule, maybe it's just something that they're using for testing.
Yeah.
Who knows? And if it's not, I'm sure that the aftermarket is going to embrace this car like nothing else it's ever done before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the Autometer or Stuart Warner or somebody's going to get involved in making those gauges replaceable with something cooler, better. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I'm sure it's going to be out there. And if there's anything about F-Body guys, they know how to change things if it isn't already changed.
That's right.
So let's everybody continue to be positive about that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
100%.
It's just getting better and better. People are turning around. People are saying, hey, I guess I like it a little more after all. So let's just keep hoping for the best because I think it's going to be. So listen, earlier we mentioned how to get in touch with us. For all you new listeners and, of course, your old listeners, you know the information, but here it is.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Yeah, this week we got a couple emails and a couple voicemails.
Cool.
Well, let's do the emails first.
Okay. We got a couple here. Yeah, you want me to grab?
Just grab one.
Okay,
whichever
here we go.
Whichever one you want.
Freshly printed.
Yeah.
Remember the mimeograph machines when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Get them in. Mimeograph.
The purple.
When was the last time you said that word? Mimeograph.
Probably.
Elementary
grade,
school,
grade
yeah.
Grade school. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is from our, let's see, is this our hillbilly friend Harwant Sethi from upstate? What is
drinking from the oak barrel?
Drinking, well, that's him and Bear Z28.
Oh, okay.
The subject of the email from Harwant, our good buddy, says, hey, and the message is, I just want to say that you can rate the podcast on your iPod by pressing the center button a few times. And no, it costs 400 Microsoft points for 5 cars, not $5 for 1 car in Pro Street. He's obviously correcting us on the Need for Speed Pro Street.
Sure.
And he goes on to say, I love the pre-production photos, and to all the guys on the board, shut the heck up! If you don't like the pics, then be a Panzer and buy a Stang. Keep up the good work, Harwant.
Way to go, Harwant.
Not Harwant. We can't tell people to do that because, you know.
But we just did.
Everybody's got an opinion, and it's just as valuable as other people as long as they present it respectfully.
Absolutely. We can all agree to disagree.
And everybody's opinion ends where somebody else's begins.
Exactly.
Good email. And that's our public service announcement for the podcast. Sure. What's the email you got?
Okay. This one is from William Craddock. Hey, this is Craddock from the board. I had the idea, if you don't have any Camaro news on the next episode or two, maybe one of you could test a G8 if they are out in your local dealership yet and let us know how it is. Maybe some of you Pontiac guys would be all about it. I'd be interested in hearing how it is too. If you want to send me a keychain for sending this email, since you guys don't get too many emails from what you said in the last podcast, I'd appreciate it. I always listen to the podcast on Friday mornings and look forward to hearing this week's episode. Thanks.
It's all about you, my friend. Send me your email address. Send me an email to jason@camaroz28.com with your mailing address, and I'll get you a keychain. No sweat.
Yeah.
Thanks for the email.
I don't think the G8s have hit the dealerships around here yet.
But that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. According to Pontiac's website, I think it said available spring 08.
Okay, well, we're a couple months away from that.
I tried to do a search recently on gmbuypower.com to list dealer stock, you know, after I got this email.
Yeah.
No G8s. No.
We should keep. We should stay persistent on that.
Hey, what the heck? Let's go take a test drive. My lease is coming up soon in my Trailblazer.
There you go.
That'd give us an excuse. Hey, I'm thinking about this. Can I test drive this car?
You wouldn't mind missing this car for about an hour and a half and come back
too
with
the... Too bad GM still didn't have the 24-hour test drive.
Oh, yeah.
We could have a hell of a time with one.
We can leave the time slips right in the sun visor.
Yeah.
From the drag strip. And the nitrous bottle in the back. I think you're onto something there. I think that the G8 and the next Camaro are going to share a lot more than just the GM badge.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You said we got voicemails.
We got a couple voicemails here.
Oh, let's hit it.
Hi, what's going on? I'm calling in regards to your discussion about the Porsches in the last podcast. The top dog Porsche is actually the Carrera GT, and it goes for like $400,000.
Is that it?
Oh, that's it. He didn't even say bye.
Well, bye. What was his name?
He didn't say either.
Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah, $400,000, huh?
He's talking about how we talked about that the Corvette ZR1, the new one that just came out, may actually
outperform
everything out there. Yeah. Everything
at $100,000.
At a hundred, well, thereabouts. Yeah,
thereabouts.
Yeah, if you don't count the 100% dealer markup. Great information. Thanks for clearing that up for us. We appreciate it. Call back and leave your name one of these days.
Hey, Chris and Jason. I'm Ryan G5 on the Camaro Z28.com message boards. Just want to say good work on the website. Love it. And the podcast as well. Just a real quick mention about your Camaro Wiki. How do we edit the front page? I tried to add the Better Off Dead Camaro to the appearances in pop culture, and it says that I'm unable to edit that. So, but you need to add that 1967 Camaro SS from Better Off Dead, and it's and the website link, which is betteroffdeadcamaro.com. Great website, great history on the car. So, just thought I'd mention that. You guys need to add that in and keep up the good work. Later.
Thanks for the phone call. We like to prevent misinformation by not allowing the front page to be immediately alterable.
Right.
But
just the front page.
Just the front page.
And our personal
page. And a few select pages, because we know there's some creative people out there.
A-holes.
Hey, it's no big deal. We just want to get the right information out there. So we can recommend that you... Just use our contact us form on CamaroZ28.com and just let us know, hey, you might want to add this in. The Better Off Dead Camaro.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about that?
In a previous podcast, we actually did the Better Off Dead Camaro as Site of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because this guy, man, he went through a lot of searching to find the actual Camaro used in the movie.
The real thing. And it was in bad shape, right?
Yeah, and he restored it. And I think he lives in Colorado now or something.
Something like that.
And he just brings it to car shows.
That's got
to
be one of the cooler Camaro restoration stories I've heard.
Yeah.
Because the story on the website, he had to just jump through all kinds of crazy hoops. And I think it was a pure stroke of luck at the end of it all that he actually got that car.
Right.
You know, it was just the way that the cards fell. Great, great suggestion, and Chris, you're going to add that, right?
Absolutely. Consider it done.
Cool. Thank you very much for that. And if you want, send me your mailing address. I'll fire you a quick CamaroZ28.com keychain.
Nice.
So, what's left?
Let's do something we haven't done in a while.
Oh, what's that?
The Thread of the Week.
Look out!
It's time for the Thread of the Week from the CamaroZ28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
And you know, this thread really popped out at me this week because I was reading the 5th Gen section, the 2010 Camaro section.
Right.
And the name of the thread is The Comprehensive History of the Camaro Concept. Awesome. Awesome little history thing with pictures and stuff, including the original drawings of the Camaro concept. Because you and I went to a show at Camaro Superfest 06, I think it was.
Oh, God, has it been that long?
When Tom Peters and Brian Smith were there doing a little dog and pony show about the Camaro concept. And they showed all those pictures, including a heck of a lot more, on the buildup of the concept and what every stage it went through, you know, with Ed Welburn and then the advanced studio in California. And it was, so we're making this our thread of the week.
And with, it's well-deserved. This is this actually came around a couple times in the past, but for some reason it didn't get, I guess it didn't have a whole lot of momentum behind it because at that point the concept was still kind of a pie in the sky thing.
Right. Yeah.
It's been out there for a while. It's funny because it's on a website that has, I don't think has anything to do with cars.
I don't think so either.
But somebody linked to it once again on our message board there. So
That link will be in the show notes.
Makes a great thread of the week because there's a lot more behind the scenes than people really let on.
Oh, yeah.
It's
amazing what goes on.
And anybody that wants to know why it doesn't come out quicker, man, they're getting out a lot faster than what they rightfully should.
Yeah.
There's just so much to it. It's not something they can dream up and have a car running and driving around the road in a few months.
No kidding.
There's just nonstop. When we talked to Micah Jones, man, the interior designer, when we had him here in the studio, I know that it was either before or during the podcast that he said that there's a lot of weekends, a lot of nights, you know, a lot of 24-hour shifts, just cranking away. And that still adds up to a long time to get a car done and done right.
Right.
Great thread. Good pick, Chris.
Cool.
So.
Well, I think that's going to do it for this week. We're supposed to get 12 inches of snow tonight. So, enjoy shoveling tomorrow and digging out.
I got that new snowblower that I bought.
Yeah.
Maybe I can finally put that to good use. And if not, I'll be shipping diecast. Oh, yeah, the diecast car. I forgot to mention that.
Oh.
As I usually do. Diecast car, there's still some left. Still some time to get some in. I'm pretty much caught up with shipping. So
awesome.
Order today. I'll probably ship it out tomorrow or the next day. So,
sweet.
Oh, you can get it at cz28store.com. And with what I have planned, you're going to want the whole collection, so you better start now.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening, new and old.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.